prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 1 October already, 2024. And so much happening around the world. We're not going to discuss much that tonight, but there's so much happening, folks. I mean, the Middle East is about ready to blow up into something really huge. Unless God intervenes, it's going to be really a nasty place in the very near future. And I do believe that's going to lead us into a lot of things. So many people, even major news media, is talking about the October false flag event that's going to take place. Even I'm talking about major news media is talking about that. Prepare yourself, folks. Prepare yourself in Christ above everything else. Please make sure you're walking right with Him. Prepare yourself mentally and physically also the best you can, because it's going to get really nasty in America. I'm not setting dates, but a false flag could change a lot of things, just like it did on 9/11. Took away a lot of freedoms we took for granted and never getting back. This will be much, much worse, I'm afraid. But anyway, some announcements to make very quickly. Don't forget that tonight will be last night. We mentioned the spatial and the concordance of the dictionary, folks. Tomorrow night I won't be with you. I've got a doctor's appointment. It's going to run me kind of late tomorrow evening, so I won't be home in time. But Summer Dre will be filling in for me. You know Summer, of course, with the Superior Mountain Herbs. Be filling in for me and doing a great job, I'm sure. You won't miss me at all. But I'll be back in the office on Thursday, Lord willing. But only till 11 o'clock. Then I have to take Marsha about 2.5-3 hours north to an appointment for shoulder surgery. Yeah. So anyway, it's Thursday. Well, the office will be open, of course. But I won't be here after 11 o'clock myself. These things will happen. I can't help it, folks. As you get older, believe me, you spend more time going back and forth to the doctors. And that's just a fact. But I'll be with you hopefully a little bit, a couple hours on Thursday morning. But tomorrow night will be Summer Dre. I know y'all treat her well. Just remember that she'll be doing her best to fill in for me and bring information to you. So make her feel at home, please. We're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. as always. We go to if you go to PastorBush.com and click on Rumble, there will be half hour of prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we'll do Christian Worldview News. From 1 to 2, we're going to have Chris Pinto on. Talk about his new video on the Jesuits. Folks, there's a lot of powerful groups out there. The Jesuits are definitely, and probably one of the top three at least, if not the top themselves. But you can't blame it all on one group. There's many that work together. But believe me, folks, this is a very powerful, evil group of men set up to do a lot of things. And they've done a lot of damage to a lot of people, millions of people over the years. So anyway, don't forget the Saturday. You can join us, like I said, on PastorBush.com. If you can't go there, give us a call at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And don't miss that teaching. And, of course, the Bible study, the Christian Worldview News, and also, of course, always a prayer request time. We'd love you to join us, folks, if you can at all. And I do mean that. Please understand that. And I told you last night that Kathy O'Brien is sending me some more of her two books and a DVD. And the book I recommend above everything else that you get, I think I recommend it over the DVD, actually. Both of them, I'm sure, are excellent. But the Transformation of America was a book I talked about as one of my first guests on the radio show when I started back in 93. She told a story about being a trafficked young girl, a sex slave, if you will, sold by her parents into that. And our Senator Robert C. Byrd was her handler and owner. Now, this is all fact. It's documented. It's now no longer a secret. It's out everywhere now of child trafficking, sex trafficking, and a whole lot more than that. This book got the station I was on threatened to be burned down. Death threats to me because I covered it on the 50,000-watt FM station. It's available, folks. We have it here for $25 plus $5 shipping. And we also got the DVD. It's the same. I think it's the same thing. I haven't got to receive it yet. She's reading the book itself, $15 and $5 shipping. And the one, of course, on national security, access denied for reasons of national security. It's available also for $35. It's a big book by 400-some pages, $35 plus $5 shipping. So call us if you want at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Excuse my voice, I'm a little bit hoarse tonight. I got a little bit of a bug, a little bit of a cold. I'm doing best to handle it, drinking right now some tea and honey. That does seem to help, so... Yeah, even preachers can get sick once in a while. I don't feel so bad. I have a hard time with the voice keeping up with what I want to say. And when you're a preacher, if you lose your voice, you don't have much left. So that's just the way it goes. But anyway, our guest tonight has been a friend of mine and a colleague and an ally for many years. Coach David Dobemar was also one of my first guests on the program back in he was fired from his job for praying on the field. Bless his heart, he's a radical, he's a terrorist, he's probably a racist and a bigot and all kinds of things, probably anti-Semite and a homophobe. That's Coach Dave. Dave, I think I described you pretty good, didn't I?
Well, every time you score a punch on somebody on the other team, that's one of the things they accuse you of, Butch. So I'm just
It really is.
The Lord, fear the Lord and love the truth.
And what year, by the way, what year was it that you were fired?
Man, that's like a century ago, 1997.
Okay.
Went through a two-year battle, so it stretched out clear to 1999. And, I didn't lose my job. They didn't fire me. They did everything they could to besmirch me, run me out of town. And I was screaming back then, you're allowed to pray. First Amendment says Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So even a dumb old helmet head like me could figure that out, Butch. And
well,
it looks like a lot of the world's trying to catch up.
That's true. And I got to know you soon after that because I had you on a radio show many years ago, Coach. We go back a few years now.
Yeah, we do.
Back a few years.
I was talking to somebody the other day. 2000. We were talking about 911, but on my show the other day, 911, and it hit me that if a guy is 24 years old, he wasn't alive when 911 was happened. So we're talking about people who that whole thing we went through on 911, but they don't even remember it. It'd be like when I grew up, my parents spoke about Pearl Harbor. Maybe yours did too, but it didn't mean anything to me. Heck, it had been 15, 20 years previous to that, right? And that's
right.
Really kind of where we are with 911. We have a whole generation of Americans that don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, you know, it's amazing, and it seems like to you and I was just 4 or 5 years ago, but it's been a long time ago. And look what came out of that as far as destruction of our what's left of our rights in this country, our freedoms. It's amazing how they used that, turned that against the American people, but they did. But nonetheless,
Patriot Act,
that's right, exactly.
The Patriot Act.
I mean, that it sounds patriotic, doesn't it? Oh my!
Yeah.
But anyway, before new listeners, very quickly, tell the people who Coach Dave Dobemar is.
Oh, you want me to, I'm sorry. Tell them who I am.
Yeah, tell them who you are. Tell them where you come from and how you come about to be out there in the front lines and doing what you do.
Well, I'm a happily married guy of 44 years. Is that right, honey? She's sitting right here. 44 years. I got. We have three children, 10 grandbabies, and I was a high school football coach back in 1997, got sued by the ACLU here in a small town here in Ohio, London, Ohio. And after fighting those dogs for 3 years, Butch, I laid down my job. I didn't get fired. I quit. And I went out and I thought, I just need to get out and tell all the pastors what's going on here. The British are coming. And I tell everyone, Butch, it was one of the greatest disappointments of my life to find out that they didn't really want to know. Pastors did not really want to know.
They still
and
don't.
So we launched Past the Salt Ministries. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, you're the salt of the earth. We launched that in about 2022, I think it was. And so we've been at it 22, 23 years, and we're going strong. But it's making a difference in the lives of a lot of people because General Flynn came along here a couple of years ago, and he told us something that really I've known for a long time, that all politics are local, and that local action has national impact. And that's really what we've been trying to focus on and do here with Pastor Salt Ministries.
Well, you've been out there literally with boots on the ground. You don't just talk it, you walk it. All over the country, you've been out sharing the gospel of Christ, but also doing many good works for people. You stood up for those who have been in prison, supported those who have been persecuted unrighteously. Coach, I admire your stamina and your ability to keep on trucking like you have. You have been in the forefront of so many battles over so many years that I don't know how you keep up the pace. I really don't.
Well, it keeps me young, Butch. And, you know, I was thinking about it. One of the first things that I really did, a couple of things. One of the real big ones was we went and stood with Terry Schiavo. You remember that, don't you, Butch, when they were starving her to death down in Florida? And it's right after
yes.
I come out of my...
Yes,
that
yes.
Was right after I come out of the battle with the ACLU and saw that they were starving this handicapped woman to death. And I jumped in a plane and flew down there and got arrested. That was the only time really ever have been arrested. Got arrested for trying to take her water. And it just kind of launched us into, it's just, Butch, I'm at home out there. I'm a competitive guy. And man, oh man, that's where the battle's raging out there on the streets, out there where the devil lives. And so we've taken that and we've expanded it. We do a lot of tornado relief, hurricane relief. In fact, we're getting ready to put a group together to go down here, down into the Carolinas and down into the, you know, west in the Virginias to help out with what's going on down there. But we're raising up guys all across America, Butch, local guys making local impact. And although we try to get together and fight and do stuff together, by fight I mean stand up and stand up for the truth together. We have a lot of guys that have started their own little ministries and are getting a lot of things done. So I happen to be, I'm a little bit different, Butch. I don't see the world the way everybody sees it. Now, look, I think there's a lot of bad stuff coming. I think there's a lot of bad stuff coming. But the Bible, God moves throughout the Bible. He doesn't move in a linear fashion, Butch. It's not 1950, 1960, 1970. God moves in cycles, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall. And I just think that we are right now, we've been in 70 years of darkness. Let's go back to Jimi Hendrix and Timothy E. Leary and Tune On, Turn Out, and Drop Out. And the kids came back from Vietnam, and they hated America and the civil rights movement. And boy, the sun's been going down on America starting in the 1960s for quite a while. And I think we're kind of at a point, Butch, where maybe some good stuff's going to start happening. Something's going to start coming up again. But here's what we have to understand. It may not look so good, right? We're so screwed up. And the Lord has every right to whack us with hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and all that. But I think at the end of this cycle, Butch, we might see the greatest revival the world's ever seen.
Well, I like to agree with you on that. I don't, but I wish I could. I truly don't. I like to see it happen that way. But it's out of my hands. I put it in the Lord's hands. I'm going to fight till I'm done anyway, no matter what His will is. And His will is for me to fight, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to obey the best I can, just as you have, Coach, for many years. And it takes effort. You don't just – this battle is not something you just walk into and sit back, watch TV 20 hours a day and get on the radio an hour. It takes effort to get out there and stand up for what you're doing. It takes effort to get off your butt and get out in the field. It takes effort to stand up and stand in the face of evil and talk to governors and senators and tell them what you think and what's going on. It takes effort and courage in Christ and faith in Christ. So I admire you for that. I really do. This is a battle. This is war, as my theme song says. And we now have so many innocent men and women, not just J6ers, we're going to discuss those in a minute, but others in prison right now. No crime committed, except they stood for the truth, maybe the unborn babies. They dared pray in front of a murder clinic, and they're in jail because of that. We're seeing grandmothers arrested for standing for the truth. We're seeing people literally dragged out of school meetings, parent-teacher meetings, because they stand up against pornography in the schools. We're seeing this happen all over this country, Coach. And so whenever you stand for the truth in this country today, you do make yourself a target, don't you?
Well, that's been you have to have thick skin, Butch, as a football coach, you know. And so you're used to people screaming and hollering and yelling at you. They love you when you win. They, you know, they sort of love you when you lose, although not really. But what I've not really noticed is it's not a popularity contest. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew that we'd be hated of all men. You don't hear that preached very often, do you, Butch?
No, you don't.
We hear that love message, that love gospel preached. But Jesus said that brother against brother, brother-in-law against, you know, Butch, I just standing up and speaking the truth, you'd be amazed at the enemies that we make, and I don't make them on purpose. And sadly, a lot of them, as the scripture says, are those of your own household. In other words, other believers, when you stand up, say, well, look, that's not right, and we need to be doing something about it. And, you know, you've been at this longer than me, especially being a pastor and all that stuff, Butch. And I for the life of me, I couldn't coach a team that wouldn't stand up and do the right thing. You know, we trained them how to play and what mistakes not to make and what to look out for. And, Butch, I look at what's going on in America, and the only hope for America is the Lord. And the bastion of the Lord is the church, and the church just seems to be so missing in action. And I don't want anybody to think that sometimes I come across kind of arrogant, like I'm better than everybody else because I go out and stand up and fight. It's my nature, man. It's my nature. And I see a feminized church. I see a church that doesn't seem to hate sin, certainly doesn't seem to hate the wicked. And that's why I get my swords crossed with a lot of people who I ought to be on the same team with.
Well, you've heard said many times, if you stand for something, you have to stand against something else. You can't, if you stand for one side or the other, you're choosing sides. You've chosen a side, and the fact of being a true believer in Christ, there's no lukewarm. You're either hot or you're cold. That's what Christ said. I didn't say that. I mean, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. So you got a choice. You're either hot for him and his glory and doing what's right, taking a stand, as Matthew 10 says, if you deny him before men, but you deny before the Father, and denial isn't what you say sometimes, maybe what you don't do that you should do. There are sins of omission and commission. And what you're doing, what we've done, and I didn't, I'm like you, Coach, I didn't get on the radio to make people mad. That wasn't my goal at all. It wasn't my goal to make people upset. I want to give them to think a little bit, and maybe the reason from a process of something called truth. And God's Word is truth. Christ is truth. Unless you have that foundation of truth, you really can't build any kind of foundation because there's no foundation to build on. It's like sand, as the Bible teaches, a parable to build on the sand and the rock. Well, unless you have a rock to build on, you can't build a solid foundation. And Christ is that rock. And, Coach, I see churches trying to build on man's opinions and man's votes, what's right and wrong. I mean, we have church denominations trying to vote homosexuality and make it legal in the church. This is what we're seeing today in America, and overall, that most churches ignore this and go on down the road like nothing's going on, and that's really what's destroyed our country.
Where's the middle ground for the compromise on murdering babies? How do Christians find a middle ground on that, Butch? I'm looking at how do they find a middle ground on a male on male sex? How do they find a middle ground? I'm talking Christians now. A place where you can feel tolerant and comfortable on men and women who want to cut off the sexual organs of little children. Where's the middle ground in all that, Butch?
And there is none.
Jesus said that we were the salt of the earth, not the sugar of the earth. And sometimes this thing called being a Christian requires us to stand up and speak up. And like I said, Jesus said we're going to be hated of all men when we do that. So people say to us all the time, well, you're so judgmental. I said, dude, listen, I'm not a judge. I'm a witness. I'm the witness. And I'm telling you, if you don't stop doing that, you're in some serious trouble. But see, witnessing like that, Butch, feels like judgment, doesn't it? It feels judgmental. But if I love them and I love the Lord, I'm not going to turn my hat on backwards and walk away and go try to speak the truth to them and let them deal with the cards that we dealt to them.
Well, it's like I tell people being committed to Christ, I compare it to marriage. I can't be halfway committed to my wife. It doesn't work that way. Either I'm committed to her completely as her husband, or I'm not committed at all. That's why people try to they commit to Christ when it's easy. They'll give him a service when it's easy, but they're not faithful to him. In other words, only when it's easy, and telling the truth like you've tried to do, and I've tried to do, and others have tried to do, makes you unpopular in the eyes of people. Like you said, even your own family. I mean, Coach, we're seeing the results of people's apathy in this country, the apathy of the church. We're seeing it. Now, you know, what we're talking about, we used to discuss the other day about your pastor friend, Bill, who's in prison for a J6 prisoner of war, if you will, a political prisoner, who did nothing wrong but preach the gospel of Christ. But he's still in jail, got 30 months out of that. We're seeing this happen to dozens and hundreds of people, and they're still arresting people for that.
And Butch just said the thing that that breaks my heart the most is I still run into people today, Christians, believers, who think he deserved it. Now, they don't even know. I'm talking about my friend Pastor Bill Dunphy. He's a good friend of mine. He's out of Warsaw, Ohio, and he just 2 weeks ago got sentenced to what did I tell you?
30 months.
30 months, thanks. I couldn't get it. And he's in jail right now, Butch. This is a powerful man of God, and all he did was show up at J6 like many of us did, and he street preached with a bullhorn. And he talked about taking our government back, taking our country back. And Butch, do you know that when he was in court, that he was not allowed to use that as a defense? He in fact, Butch, he was not allowed to take the witness stand on his own behalf and explain what he did. They have what's called enhanced sentencing, meaning this. It's a point system. So you get maybe you get charged 3 points for doing this, and then they have 3 points for doing this. And it's a point system that determines how long you will be locked up if you're found guilty. Well, if he took the witness stand and tried to explain why he wasn't guilty, what they charged him with, which he got enhanced time in prison. In other words, if he exercised his God-given First Amendment right to speak the truth. Be a witness, right? Well, it was going to cost him more time in jail, so he chose not to take the witness stand. And then what happens? He doesn't take the witness stand, and it was in Washington, D.C., and it was a trial before a judge, not against a jury of his peers, and the prosecution recommended 20 months, isn't that real kind of him? And the judge gave him 30 months. So all that keeping his mouth shut and behaving and being a good boy and doing all that stuff, mm-hmm. Didn't get him anything at all. In fact, it also cost him, Butch, are you ready for this one? About $100,000 of his own money to have to defend himself for simply going and representing his king, his lord, and speaking the truth. And, you know, I remember when Jesus got in trouble for the same thing, didn't they? They said, there's a guy over here, he's preaching, there's another king. Huh? And
hell,
that's the exact
yes.
same thing
yes.
that Pastor
yes.
Bill Dunphy was doing, and I'll be daggone if he didn't throw his butt in jail, too.
Well, you know, this is what America's turned into. And again, it's a fault of the lukewarm so-called Christians who do nothing to stand against this evil. They don't seem to be concerned because if he's in jail, he had to do something wrong. I mean, that's just the way it is. Our government
right.
would never
that's
lie
right.
about somebody. You know that. They wouldn't do that. No more than the Pharisees and Sadducees lied about Christ. They wouldn't do that. They were godly people. This is what we're facing today. Go ahead, Coach.
It is. And not only that, Butch, you know, again, I've known Pastor Bill for a long time. I know the integrity the guy has, and I've been with him a lot of places. He never broke the law, never violated the law, has no record of anything like that. And you know, Butch, there's not one pastor in a small community, about maybe 3,000 people in Coshocton, Ohio. Not one pastor in the community called him. Not one of them. What do you think of Pastor Corn said, can we pray together, brother? What can I do to help you? He became the pariah, or whatever you want to call it, in the community. And again, why? Because the church, first of all, the church is cowardly, and the pastors don't want to have to do it themselves. So it's easy to say, well, Pastor Bill got out of control. He shouldn't have done that. And You know, we're not gonna, we obey the law if that's what they like to say. When in truth, the reality of it is they didn't have the courage. Now the courage to go stand up and say what you're doing is wrong. And you know, remember, you would know this better than me, Butch, the old Black Robe Regiment. Those were clergy guys that stood up against the government, led to the American Revolution. And I pray the Lord raises up another group like that now.
Well, you know, and I'm really, it does bother me that churches in this area, and not just there, other places also, don't even go to the family and say, can we help you? Do you need food? Do you need a power bill paid? What they don't even offer to help the family of the wife and the children. See, you know, it's one thing to turn your back on the man, but to turn your back on the wife and children is really pathetic. It's beyond, it is so cowardly that there's no word I can think of to describe it. And that's what really burns me up. And by the way, Coach, if there's anything we can do to help that family, you let me know and I'll get that to the folks. We'll do everything we can to help them. If they need help financially, let me know.
Butch, I appreciate that. You know, he's a builder. He's been a construction guy his whole life, man. Just called Cross Improvements was the name of his construction company, and he's well respected in the community. But he was a pastor that didn't take any crap. You know, he'd go to abortion clinics and do that, and all the time that I've been with him, and the places we've been, and the situations I've seen him in, he never violate the law. We don't violate the law. But Butch, when they give you a law that's not a law at all, we have an obligation to stand up and speak against it. So, you know, they when they got Pastor Bill in New York, they made him. He said he was a leader and all that stuff. And Butch is just a kangaroo court. But that's where we are, right? That's where we are, and we can't be shocked when that's happened to us. And if things go the way that you think they're going, I feel the way that they're going. I think it's going to be pretty ugly for a while, Butch.
Oh, I guarantee it is.
Butch, it doesn't take anything for them to charge you with a crime, brother. They
well, when you have mainstream media.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
But no, I'm saying even the FBI can come. They can say, hey, you're in charge of this. And what do you do? They lock you up and you got to raise a bunch of money and try to defend yourself. And then you're not even allowed to give a real defense. So that's what happened to Pastor Bill.
I've been there myself. I've been interviewed by the FBI three times and federal grand jury once. So, yeah, I know. I've seen some of this. But,
Butch?
Go ahead.
They're not after the truth, brother.
No, they're not.
They're after the truth, right?
They're after the truth teller. They're after the truth teller.
Yeah, they try to block you in. Hey, friends, did you know this? I found this out the hard way, listeners out there. Did you know that when you're under interrogation by a police officer, you know they're allowed to lie?
Yep, they are.
They're allowed to lie to you.
Yes, they are.
You're not allowed to lie to them, but they're allowed to lie to you.
Hang on to the break, folks. I'm sorry, Coach. Got to go break, folks. We have to break with your phone calls. You're talking to a man tonight up there in Ohio. He's a Yankee, but he's a good guy that's had some courage. And there's cost. We have friends, folks, who are in prison for no reason at all, except for telling the truth. 844-769-2944.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Coach Dave Dobemar, a gentleman that I highly respect. I do. I don't agree in everything. That's okay. He's still my brother in Christ. My wife and I disagree a lot of things. We're still married 53 years, so we're getting along just fine with disagreements. But folks, the main thing Coach and I agree on is Jesus Christ is Lord. His laws and kingdom must come first. And we've all, A-double-L, all, have denied him before men sometime in the past and probably during the future. Maybe didn't even know we'd done it, but we have. And now to know what's going on and keep your mouth shut and not try to help the innocent, protect the innocent, and support those who are in prison, as Paul said, to visit those in prison. If we don't do that, how dare we call ourselves believers? How dare we call ourselves Christians? And how dare our Savior one day call us one of his? If we deny him before men and his duty before men. Folks, you serve one or two masters. You can't serve them both. We've all tried. That's why we're in this mess. We've all tried. But now it's time to speak up, stand up, and let the chips fall where they may. We're getting too close to the end now to play tiddlywinks. This is war, as the song says. Make a difference. If it makes somebody mad at you, they'll get over it. They crucified my Savior. Everybody got mad at him for a while. Just about everybody did. Especially the so-called church of the day. So don't expect anything different. He said if they hate me, they're going to hate you. Don't think you're going to walk around and smell like roses all the time when you walk in a world that's so full of hatred and bitterness already. You're going to be called names like I've been called names. People are going to probably hate you what you stand for. But one thing you need to know, folks, if they put you on trial for being a Christian, they should be able to have enough evidence to convict you of that, shouldn't they? Give them the evidence. Show them who you are. Coach, go ahead before I get all excited.
Well, I think, Butch, we live in it's a strange age that we find ourselves living in, really. You know, I think back to my own salvation, which was 1978. I was raised a pretty good Catholic boy, I think, whatever that means. You know, I tried to be moral and do what was right, and I didn't know the Lord. Of course, let me be careful what they say. And I found Jesus outside the Catholic Church.
Yes.
But I always tried to do the right thing, had some form of a moral compass. And we're living in a culture and a society today, Butch, where the average guy that you come in contact with, the average guy I come in contact with, he still has an understanding of right and wrong. He still has a moral base and a moral foundation. He doesn't want to cheat anybody on the job. He doesn't want to be stolen from. He doesn't want his son being homecoming queen. He doesn't want his wife going out on. There's still a moral foundation. But they've done such a wonderful job, Butch, of making morality religion. Mm-hmm. That's where we get trapped up so much, right? They just a sense of being right and wrong. They say, hey, you shouldn't talk to somebody like, you guys, you Christians, you shouldn't talk to people like that. Well, they're talking to me like that, right? And they want to put me in a different category of morality simply because I happen to call myself a Christian. We have something going on here locally in the Ohio area, Butch. It's something called LifeWise. Now, I don't know if you guys have it down in West Virginia, but it's a movement all across America where local communities, churches and local communities, have gone to the schools and have got release time for students one day a week to come to the church to learn about Jesus. And it's really starting to take off up here in the Ohio area. Well, what do you know, Butch? Just yesterday, at one of the larger suburban schools, Westerville High School, Westerville South, which is up in Westerville, Ohio, where Otterbein College is. That's where I went to school, Otterbein College. Well, yesterday, Butch, last night, they rescinded the right of the students to leave during the school hours to go hear about Jesus. Now, this is all voluntary. They could all go. Nobody had to go, but everybody was welcome to go. And somebody got their butt up in the air on the school board, and last night the school board threw LifeWise out of the school. So now Christians no longer have a right to have, well, it doesn't even have to be Christians, it's open to anybody, an hour release time. They bust them to a local church, and they teach them about Jesus, and then bring them back. And you know, Butch, one of the ladies on the school board last night, this is how stupid people are. She said, we shouldn't have our kids in school learning about religion. They should be learning about history and about famous people. And Butch, the most famous person in the history of civilization is Jesus Christ. And she doesn't even want people to know about Jesus Christ. So we're in this mess up here, and it's coming to probably a school near you as well. The Christians cower and compromise, and they don't want to make waves. I said, man, if I was there last night, and praise the Lord, I wasn't able to be there, I'd probably be in jail. I'd have threatened lawsuits up one side and down the other. Can you imagine they did that to black people, Butch? Told them they couldn't hear about Malcolm X. They couldn't hear about Dr. Martin Luther King.
Or the Muslims.
Listen, I'm not making this up. They were praying on mats last night at the prayer thing, right? And so the problem is the Christians, for whatever reason, Butch, we don't want to engage in the fight. And if we don't engage in the fight, brother, we're gonna get run over. In fact, the Bible says that we'll make our children a prey. And that's my concern.
True.
I got 10 little grandbabies. What kind of world am I leaving to them, Butch?
I agree. I totally agree. It's sad, but it's true. Folks, phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. You want to join in conversation? Please do so. But don't forget, I won't be with you tomorrow night. Summer Dre, you'll be here filling for me. I'm supposed to have a treatment tomorrow afternoon. It's an IV treatment. It's going to take several hours. I don't know whether they haven't settled it for sure what's going to be happening or not, but that's what the plans are. So I probably won't be here tomorrow night. But I'll be in the office Thursday for a couple hours anyway. And hopefully Chris will be here all day, take phone calls and whatever you need to talk about. So, but back to our guest again, Coach Dave Dobmar. Coach, tell folks how they can check out your website and learn more about you.
Well, let me throw this out there first, Butch. And I kind of alluded to this earlier in a conversation we have. I've been doing ministry about 25, coming up on the 25th year. You've been at it longer than I have. And you've seen the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs and how Christianity, somewhere along the line, it became all about prosperity and prosperity preachers and money and your best life now. We've both lived through that, Butch. We know what that's like. But for the life of me, Butch, I guess maybe it's the economy. I don't understand why some of us have trouble not paying our bills. That's not the right thing, Butch. But you shouldn't, you know, man, you're on the airwaves. You're telling people exactly what's going on. You're waking up the body of Christ. And sometimes you got to scrape your own dollars to try to pay the bill to be on the radio.
That's true. I'm reminded
of what one of my buddies, Mark Harrington, told me when I first got into ministry. He says, Coach, he says, here's what you're going to find out. He says, the left, those who don't know the Lord, those radical left, they give money to causes. They're all in. Their cause is their religion, and they're all in on it, and they support it with everything they have. He says, you'll find out that the church, Christians, they give money to their church. And I stopped and thought about that. He says, the money goes into the church, and it never leaves the church. They buy padded pews with it. They get smoke machines. They get whatever, you know, this blacktop. They expand the church on it. And so one side's putting all the money into fighting the culture war, and the other side's putting all their money into hiding from the Cultural War. And that's where my one of my biggest scratches I get, Butch, is right there on that one. That there's no reason why the gospel, the way you present it and the way I present it, which is in an unorthodox manner, I understand that. You're different. We do it differently than the average guy. You don't have a pulpit that you stand behind, although you do. Why is it we have to use the term? Sometimes I feel like a traveling salesman, try to sell hats and shirts and CDs, whatever it can, to try to find the ministry.
Toothpaste, mouthwash, everything. Yes.
I mean, it is unbelievable, right? And I said, it'd be just so much easier. Because, I do a podcast. It'd be a lot easier. I said, man, somebody, if you guys just gave me $20 a month, can you just give me $20 a month? All those out there that are listening to Butch Paul right now, are you on spiritual welfare? He has to pay the bill? $20 a month? You can't send this guy, this old warrior who talks like a machine gun, walks like a tank. You can't give him $20 a month? Well, Butch, truth of the matter is, we think somebody else will do it, right? Somebody else will do it. So we do well here at Pastor Salt Ministries. We're not going under, we're going over. But we try to take the money and do what the church, what the Bible tells us to do, to expand the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
And unfortunately,
Amen.
It takes money to do it, Butch. It takes money. You know, we want to go down. I'm trying to put together a crew to go down, as I said, down into the hurricane. How could a hurricane get cleared up in Kentucky? And how did it get up there? But it did. And so we got to figure out how we're going to try to raise some money and get down there and help people. And of course, the government's not going to help them, Butch, because they've given all of our money to the Ukraine and all of our money to Israel and all of our money to everybody else. Man, there's a lot of things wrong in Christianity, Butch, and I don't know how we fix them.
Well, there is, but I want to say one thing, and I'm not going to mention your names, but when you had the natural family celebration here last was I think Saturday of August.
That's a month already. Yeah,
it's been a month ago. Yeah, it's been a month ago, and we had the singers come in. I think all that costs money. I'm not renting the place, paying the singers, all that costs money. And if three listeners actually chipped in and helped me cover that, if they hadn't, I would have had a hard time putting that on. I still couldn't quite do anything that we need to do, but about three of them actually chipped in, or four of them said, this is for the meeting coming up. And I appreciate all that they've done. And people think about, maybe laugh and say this, but I have people that actually send sometimes $1 or $5. And to me, that's a widow's mite. Believe me, it goes right into the ministry like everything else does. There's nothing comes through here that doesn't go back into the ministry. I did have one gentleman couple months ago say, take this money and take your wife out to dinner, and that I did do. But other than that, they go back into the ministry.
So, folks, 500 people listening out there, 500 people sending Butch Paul $10 a month. I'm not real good in math, but that's $5,000. I mean, Butch, that takes a little bit of pressure off. Look, I'm not here to do a fundraiser.
I'm not here to do a fundraiser, but
it's shameful. It's shameful that a guy like you has to. I don't know if you're struggling. I'm not sucking on my thumb or sucking on your thumb. I just know the business, Butch. And how are we supposed to win without bullets, able to put the bullets in the gun that we need? And that's figuratively for the FBI. We don't shoot bullets. But figuratively, how do we arm the weapons of our warfare if we got to be hawking all kinds of stuff to try to get it done? So
I agree.
Folks, I just
agree.
Encourage all of you. Come on, man.
You
how hard
it.
Would it be? $10 a month. Commit $10 a month and send us a Butch every month.
Well, I do appreciate that. That would help tremendously. That would help at least pay the airtime, that's for sure. And that would help a bunch. But, speaking of FBI, I got to say this. We'll go to take a phone call. FBI's whistleblower, a black gentleman, I can't remember his name, in front of Congress, telling the people, he said this, and you watch yourself, telling the American people to store up on food and guns. Now, he said that. He said, get a gun and learn how to use it. Now, this has been said by the FBI ex-agent. So he said that the FBI is crooked. They're trying to take everything down, and the DOJ is right with them, I'm sure, and so is the Attorney General. So, folks, when the FBI insider is saying you need to prepare yourself, you better listen. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch, and hi, Dave. It's good to hear you, Dave.
Hi, Gary.
I usually call in when you're on the show. Thank you for all the good work that you do in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, here in Arizona.
Go ahead, Gary.
Here in Arizona, you know, there for about a month. You know, it was an abortion-free state. You know, and then right. You know, the Democrats got in there and overturned that. So now they got that back on the ballot this year, and I'm going to just read a little bit of this to you. You know, it says they want to establish a constitutional right to abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Proponents sued the legislature to remove the term unborn human being from the publicity pamphlet, but they lost 5-2. But that is on will be on the ballot this year. And we're getting bombarded with these commercials, you know. That is just terrible, terrible, terrible that these Christian people and so on and so forth want to deny a person's right to get an abortion in their home state.
Well, you're right. That's on TV. By the way, the states have voted, I think, four of them, including Ohio, has voted that murdering a baby is a constitutional right. That's an amendment in their state now that you can murder a baby legally and you can't be stopped. But now 10 more states this next month are going to vote on the same thing. You're one of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to vote on that. And, you know, it's kind of funny in one way, you know, because I've been out there on the street, you know, for a long, long time. And, you know, people didn't like what I do and this and that. Now they're all calling me, you know,
right.
and asking me to come and speak at their church and so on and so forth about this. And so naturally I'm going to do it. And I will pass out the information. Well, anyways, I went to the Republican, had a big hoop to do here. I guess it was about a month ago. And I never usually go to those things, but I'll go this year. And so I just asked for 2 minutes to speak, and, you know, people spoke about stuff. So I just set up boldly as best I could, you know, and says, like, look, you know, back in the beginning when God created heavens and earth, you know, he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And I said, you know, why you want to kill the replenished people? And, you know, and I went on and on, you know, with other things that, you know, children are a gift from God and so on. You guys know all of that. And did that, and I never heard a bigger applause in my life than I heard that 2 minutes.
Wow!
You know, because most
good
of them, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, and now I got people calling me, and you know, and want me to go talk with these representatives that are running against this, and I'll do that on Sunday. So pray for me.
Good for you.
Well, anyways,
good
I just
for
wanted
you,
to bring
brother.
You up, yeah, bring
good
you up
you.
To date on that.
See, the big thing is, budget. If I could jump in there, God bless you. See, we hate to admit it, but the average Christian is pro-life with exceptions. And that's really where they are,
true.
Right?
True.
And because the left has done such a good job of the exceptions, all rape, incest, health, all that stuff, all the exceptions. They've done such a masterful job with the exceptions that even God-fearing Christian pro-lifers get swallowed up in that lie as well, right? Now,
Butch,
I've been married for 44 years. I got a beautiful wife. I know this. If she were to be pregnant tomorrow, that would be a story, wouldn't it, Butch? But if she was pregnant tomorrow and the doctor said to her, gee, ma'am, Michelle, it's either your life or the baby's life, but there'd be no choice. I mean, it wouldn't even be a choice, right?
It wouldn't even be a choice.
What's happened to the church in America? Because really, the church is not as pro-life as we would like to believe that it is.
No, it isn't. It is not.
I know that. I guarantee you that I know that Dave, just as well as you and Butch do. And, you know, it is pathetic. You know, they always want to talk about rape and incest. You know, that's 2%. You know,
uh-huh.
And so, you know, well, what about rape? I said, well, let's talk about the other 98% before we get there. You know, see, they don't want to talk about the other 98%, you know, and, you know, I just like to tell people, look, you know, if you participate in the function to which God ordained to bring forth children, guess what's going to come forth? A child. You know, any imbecile could figure that out, you know. So why do you want to kill the child in the most earliest stages of development? Are you that wicked and that evil? You know, I'm tired of, you know, I got a lot of gagging around with these people. I mean, they're getting it all, period.
Amen.
And they can either accept it or reject it. But, you know, this is what about this and what about that? Like I said, let's talk about the 98% first. And, you know, then we could talk about the other 2%. I'll get off and let somebody else get on. But God bless you both.
And God bless you, Gary. Thanks for sticking to your guns. That's amazing. That man has been as persistent as a bulldog. Pardon? I'm sorry.
I said, keep standing up. That's right.
I mean, he keeps right on going no matter what the cost. That man does not quit. He doesn't quit. Praise God. And he's going to see, folks, he stood faithful for years with very little results. Now people call on him, asking him to support them in their stand now. That God is faithful, folks. He really is. He may not move in what we consider the right time. That's none of our business. Our business is to be about his business. He'll take care of the rest of it. You just have to have faith he'll do that. And, Coach, I'm really thankful to know Gary and his stand because, like I said, he stood for years out in the streets basically by himself, maybe four or five other people, him and his wife, and now people are calling him, asking to come and speak. To stand in front of a group of people, Republicans, and take a two-minute speech and more or less get a standing ovation, that's praise God. That goes to show that one man's courage can light a fire in a lot of people.
Well, you know, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right?
That's right.
And you think of the science and the technology that was available on January 22nd, 1973. How long ago would that have been? That'd be a while ago. Think of the technology that was available then to determine that it wasn't a human being, which is what they said. They called it a fetus. And Butch, to where we are in America today, that the science is so clear that is a living human being inside the womb of a mother, yet we're still operating on 1973 science and 1973 morality, right? To me, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And if abortion's going to stop, it's happening right now with the approval of the American church. You know, I've done a lot of pro-life work as well, and I got so sick and tired of hearing people say, well, you know, it's legal. The court said that you're allowed to do it. You know, the Supreme Court's ruled. Well, Butch, now the Supreme Court's ruled there isn't a constitutional right to an abortion, and the churches are still just as silent. So I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, again, it's called apathy, indifference. But now, like I said, talking about your friend, Pastor Bill, and we're talking, I was just texting a little bit ago to Jackie Jones, one of the people who helped me find guests for the program. Talking about Jake Lang, they just threw him back in the solitary confinement again today. This young man has done nothing illegal. He's been in prison ever since J6, not even been tried yet. This is what, they haven't went to trial yet. But this is America today, folks, and it's happening because the masses that call themselves Christians are doing nothing to stop it. They won't even talk about it. Much less get out in the streets and say something. They won't even talk about it in private because they don't get involved. They're afraid to offend somebody. I don't want us to say about that. I mean, if the truth offends them, then God knows we need to speak the truth because they need offended. They need to have their eyes open. They crucified our Savior because he offended the church of the day. He offended the Sadducees and Pharisees and the leaders of the church of the day. He offended them, called them what they were, vipers, whitewashed sepulchers. He called them the sons of Satan. He offended them. But if he hadn't done that, if he hadn't been crucified for me and you, brother, coach, Dave, we wouldn't have had a chance. So I'm glad he offended them and showed us a way to walk in him and give us hope beyond this world. Well, this world can get kind of old sometimes, can't it?
Yeah, but you know, there's great, great spiritual confusion in the American church. And there's a lot of reasons why. You know, Christianity with the prosperity gospel and your best life now, it's really kind of distracted the average Christian to what's going on. And so therefore, we don't get a clear voice. The Bible says if the trumpet blast is uncertain, who will go to war? And so I think a lot of people sitting in the pew, they don't really do a whole lot of research. They don't really follow a whole lot. I think they probably don't understand the whole abortion issue and where it is. As crazy as that sounds, Butch. And so they go to church, and they don't hear much about it in the church. And, you know, they talk, and women's right to choose. And, you know, it's an uncertain trumpet blast. And I come back to the same thing. It's going to continue till the children of God, till the men of God stand up and say enough is enough. And, Butch, I just don't think right now they're willing to pay the price to do that.
No, I don't, folks. Maybe by God's will, if something does, when something happens, perhaps if God would the will be done, maybe people get their eyes open. I don't see it happening. But you know, I don't know that. I cannot tell the future that far ahead. But I know there's something right now. It's going to happen.
Let me interview you a minute. Where do you think, where's this thing going, Butch? Where are we going to be if Jesus doesn't return? Because I use this all the time with folks. I don't get in theology, end time theology. It is what it is. I don't argue and worry about it because I'm 71 years old, man. I could check out tomorrow. I could be gone in 2 days. There could be a rapture, and I die before there is a rapture, right? So I say to people, what the heck? With what's going on right now, we're supposed to occupy till he comes, have nothing to do with the unfruitful wars of darkness. But where do you see this thing going in the next couple of years?
Well,
if the Lord tarries,
I look what's happened in the last 10 years, and it's not just adding up in the wrong direction; it's multiplying in the wrong direction. And Christ told us in Luke and Matthew and other places, this stuff's going to happen in the end times, and that's what the pastor is supposed to teach in church. Look, get your eyes open. This is coming. Prepare yourself. This is coming. Warn your friends and family. You know, you'll find in Matthew 28, the last chapter, the Great Commission, he did not go out and say, save the world. He didn't say that. He did not go out and say that. He did not say that. He said, go out and disciple the people. Teach the nations my laws. He didn't say, go out and save souls. I know it makes people mad to say that, but he didn't say that. That's a glorious byproduct of that, so to speak. But without discipleship, without discipline being taught, they don't even know they're sinners. So this is not complicated. So that's what I see coming, Coach, unless this is a great awakening, and I don't see it happening. I see a lot more people being punished harshly, and I see more Christians being persecuted for the stand. Because the longer we stand for the truth and the harder we stand for the truth, the more enemies we're going to make. And you've always heard that you can tell a person by their friends, you can also tell a person by their enemies.
That's for sure.
You know, so Coach, sure. about the last 30 seconds, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, I know this. We want to be Christ-like, Butch, but I think we're least like our Savior when we're cowardly.
Oh, I agree.
I really do.
I totally agree.
It says in Revelation, I believe it's Revelation 21:8, the fearful and the unbelieving.
Yep.
Fearful and the unbelieving go first, right?
That's
then
first.
The abominable, and then the... He runs down the litany of people, but the fearful and the unbelieving, because we're least like the Lord when we're cowardly. And
that's
I would
right.
just ask everybody out there to understand that. Stand up, speak up. There's somebody counting on you.
All right, Coach. We'll be in touch, okay? God bless you, my brother.
Okay, how do you
we'll
wife, Coach?
You
God bless.
All right, folks, we'll see you in the office Thursday. Have a wonderful day, and somebody will be with you tomorrow night. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.